time to enlighten up and health yourself at the same time. It's Natural Solutions Radio with Sir Eliezer Ben Joseph, traditional naturopath.
And good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining me here at Natural Solutions Radio. Be proud of yourself, and a little excitement is in order. For however you found yourself here at Natural Solutions Radio, there are no accidents. Here you are, knowing and believing truth to always be there when you need it. This is the show where you can learn to health yourself and enlighten up at the same time. You're about to enter the gateway into the world of natural health and freedom technologies with alternative and complementary therapies, all representing the leading edge of natural medicine and social commentary today. Enjoy the information and the entertainment you find here at Natural Solutions Radio. And good morning, and thank you for joining us here at Natural Solutions Radio. There was a China study, and it clearly demonstrated the power of health choices and also getting the right amount of nutrients, because that China study was a huge study, and it had to do with eating healthy foods. It also monitored how much selenium was in foods, and when the selenium was low, cancer increased. So we now know that when you eat foods that are high in nutrient value, that they have a high nutrient density, then you're going to get those nutrients into the body, and because of that nutrient density, you're going to stay healthier. Then what you do is you augment that with vitamins and minerals and herbs and things like Prime Longevity. When I develop Prime Longevity, I develop that because it contains all of the specific nutrients that you can't really eat, meaning you would have to eat huge amounts of certain foods to be able to get that high amount. I put in the high dosages in Prime Longevity done with the scientific studies, not minor amounts. As an example, when you pick up some nutritional supplements and you're going to see 5 milligrams of coenzyme Q10. Okay, those are just enough so that they can write it on the label. It's really not enough to do anything in your body. So when you look at Prime Longevity and you see 120 milligrams of CQ10, you see 120 milligrams of resveratrol, and that's the stuff that you see in red wine. You see 120 milligrams of lipoic acid. You see a huge amount of astaxanthin, 30 milligrams. When you see 300 plus milligrams of pomegranate extract, and there's turmeric extract and cinnamon extract, then all of those nutrients add to the overall nutrient reserves in your body, because how your body works is to the lowest common denominator. All of these nutrients, as an example, work in conjunction with other nutrients, and they have to be in certain ratios. So when one nutrient is lacking, that's how the body will work. There's what's called a triage. You've heard that term before. And that's like when the first responders come from a big tornado or an earthquake or something, and you see all these people that are lying on the ground and they're hurt. And what they do is run from one person to the next person, and they mark them who needs what and who's going to live and what medications do we do or use. And that's called a triage. Well, in the human body, the body has to do the same kind of triage. When it's lacking in a specific nutrient, it has to decide where to send the amount of the nutrient that it does have. Does it send it to the nervous system or to the structural system or to the digestive system? Basically, when you get those nutrients in, you're going to have enough excess so that when you do pee it out, it's still going to leave the amount of reserves in your body that's necessary so that you can avoid disease, avoid toxic buildup of chemicals. And again, that's why I constantly suggest that people eat organic food, drink clean, healthy water, shower from clean, healthy water that's gone through a filter, and you're going to really show the difference. You're going to notice, and your kids will notice, and you'll notice with your kids that you just don't succumb to all of these sicknesses. Heed what I say, it'll really make a difference. I'm just reading Their son has thyroid cancer, 15 years old, and is currently in isolation. What they'll probably end up doing is either irradiating his thyroid or cutting out the thyroid completely. So one of the things that you want to do is make sure that they get enough iodine in their body. Start with one drop a day and add one drop every 4 or 5 days. That's Lugol's solution. Make sure they get enough vitamin D, and then put them on what we call a modified vegetarian ketogenic diet. Cut out sugars, you cut out most fruit juices, you cut out most simple carbohydrates, anything that causes sugar too much in the system, because we know from Otto Warburg back in the 1930s, he won the Nobel Prize, proving that cancer cells use sugar to produce their energy. They feed on sugar. Thyroid cancer or any kind of cancer, that's nothing you can just talk about here, take these herbs over the radio. And again, we talk about Nature Sunshine herbs, and there's all kinds of different combinations for the liver, for the thyroid, kidneys. Anyway, I want to go back to talking about some of these articles. More and more studies that are showing that medical cannabis is really a medicinal booster. Medicinal cannabis treats cancer. It boosts the immune system. And they're reviewing now more than 100 studies that have shown cannabis to really be that medicinal. The government, they now know that, again, here it says in this article that the federal government refuses to recognize the really intense medicinal aspects of cannabis, even though scientific analysis has shown that the cannabinoid compounds found in marijuana can stop cancer cells from dividing and spreading, and can even cut off the blood supply to tumors. These friendly plant compounds also serve to support and boost the immune system. And the researchers say that these findings prove that cannabis can be used as a cancer treatment of first choice. Does that mean that cannabis is finally going to be recognized for its medicinal powers? You know, we can only hope that that's true. But we now know that, as an example, German researchers have concluded that cannabis compounds fight cancer. And they're at Rostock University Medical Center in Germany. And let me tell you, the Germans do a lot of really heavy studies. And they're saying that the cannabinoids have intense medicinal value. You also get the CBD, that's these cannabidiol compounds. And also there's other controversial compounds like tetrahydrocannabinol, the THC, and that still remains a subject of scorn. Yet the THC, we know, helps people that have cancer that have wasting syndrome. They can't eat, they're nauseous, they're vomiting, they're losing weight, and when they take the THC, it stops that nausea, gives them an appetite, and immediately stops that wasting syndrome. In the meantime, doTERRA has come out with copaiba, and it comes from a tree in Brazil that's very high in these cannabidiols. It comes in an essential oil, and it's coming in these little soft gels. This way you don't have to worry about the THC, which is the part that gives you that euphoria. In the meantime, when you're concerned, then you can take compounds like the copaiba from the Brazil tree that really help fight off cancer. Another thing that we now know that really is very strong against cancer, and that is the frankincense or boswellia tree. And boswellia, it's been around for a couple thousand years, but frankincense comes from the boswellia tree. It grows in Africa, and it grows in the Middle East, and that's mostly where it grows. There's a lot of over-harvesting of frankincense, and a lot of people are killing the trees because they're over-harvesting and they're only out to make a quick buck. It's causing a lot of destruction in some of the boswellia of forests. Well, one of the things I really like about doTERRA is that they help go to some of these farmers, and they teach the farmers how to harvest properly so those trees will last for a very long time and that they won't cause the destruction and killing of those trees. This is Eliezer Ben-Joseph, and we'll be right back.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
And welcome back. Talking about vitamin D levels, if you can get your vitamin D levels up to at least 75 to 85 to even 95, 75 to 95, you cut your risk of every known cancer by 75%. This is from Diabetes News, and they're talking about that the higher your vitamin D level, and this is from the University of California in San Diego, that it found that if your vitamin D level is low, you increase your risk of getting type 2 diabetes. But they found that when your vitamin D level is high enough, and again, they're saying over 50, I think it should be at least over 70 or 75, that you can cut your risk of type 2 diabetes around 80%. And that's pretty huge, because think of the amount of money that is spent in our health care, and think of how much money is spent just on diabetes alone. And vitamin D is a really inexpensive vitamin. You can use vitamin D. The government says take about 600 units per day. They actually wanted to lower it from 400 to 300, and there was a big uproar in the medical community, so they raised it to 600. But actually, you really need to take a minimum of 5,000 units a day, even 10,000 units a day. This study that was done was a 12-year study with 900 participants. That's a huge study. And they were assessed for their vitamin D levels, wanted to look and whether they developed diabetes or not. And none of the participants had diabetes at the beginning of the study. And after 12 years, participants with vitamin D that was 30 or below, and that's nanograms per milliliter, they had only one-third the risk of developing diabetes as compared to those which showed vitamin D levels under. Now, 30 is really low. So, again, when you get the highest vitamin D levels, and they said concentrations over 50 showed a very low risk of type 2 diabetes, and they were five times less likely to get the disease than those with low vitamin D. And the research results were published in the journal Diabetes and the journal PLOS-1. So vitamin D levels are really part of the entire immune system, and we're talking cancer and making vitamin D levels high enough that you lower your risk of 75%. That just seems to be a huge number, and I would think that that should be on front page news on every newspaper in the world, and yet it's not. What's happening is if you had a drug that was 12% lower risk of breast cancer, it would be on front page news. But here, vitamin D that has a high vitamin D that can have profound health benefits, and yet it's really not talked about. So keep your vitamin D levels high. You're going to improve your immune system. You're going to lower your risk of diabetes. You're going to lower your risk of all forms of cancer. So I'm going to say everybody needs to get a vitamin D level at least twice a year, or every 4 to 6 months. What you can do is once you get that level, if it's low, you can take, you know, you get the average capsule size is about 5,000 units. And you can take five of those, which is 25,000, twice a day for 4 or 5 days. That will bring your levels up very quickly, and then you can go back to one 5,000 unit twice a day, and that's 10,000 units. So I think children should a minimum get about 4,000 units a day, even 5,000 again. Once you get that blood level, then you know how much to take. And you want to get it between 75 and 95. And once you're up that high, you're going to notice that you don't get sick, and really all kinds of diseases just start to fall away. That's, again, another great article on vitamin D. Next article that I'd like to talk about is that there's 7 suppressed inventions that would have changed the world dramatically. It's, again, when you look at this, the world is, you know, that there's just so many things in, right now it's steeped in poverty, and there's not a lot of humanitarian advancements. And, you know, if you're into conspiracy theories, you're going to think, of course, it's the ruling elite that have suppressed a number of these technologies that have, could have changed the world and created utopias. Now, there are really some innovations that were brought to the world by brilliant inventors, and these technologies were given a hard time by pharmaceutical industry. 7 suppressed inventions that would have changed the world. And there are some technologies that were attempted to the world, and yet the big boys, the ruling elite, the pharmaceutical industry, people were killed, murdered, and it was all for profit. The first suppressed inventions that would have changed the world completely was Nikola Tesla. He gave us free electricity. Electric power, of course, is everywhere, and it's present in unlimited quantities and can drive the world's machinery without the need of coal, oil, or gas, or any other fuels. This is from Nikola Tesla, and he brought us the Wardenclyffe Tower. He would be able to send electricity to anywhere in the world. And he was a multi-talented, I think, one of the greatest scientists that's ever lived. And his genius gave rise to, oh my gosh, a huge amount of inventions, from radio waves to laser to remote control to lights. He actually developed the light bulb, not Edison. He worked for Edison, but of course the owner of the company is the one that gets the credit. He also did fluorescent lighting, and actually the Supreme Court overturned Marconi. He did not develop radio. It was Tesla. So Tesla wanted to give everybody free electricity throughout the world. And of course, at the time, Rockefeller owned much of the dams and the hydroelectric dams, so they controlled how much electricity people got. J.P. Morgan owned the copper mines, and again, copper makes electrical wire, and you need electrical wire to transmit electricity. So Tesla was giving it free without wires. And he said that as long as, you know, how do you produce electricity? You take a mass and you spin it in a magnetic field, and that produces electricity. Well, if you take the Earth, it's a large mass, and you spin it in a magnetic field, well, the magnetic field is around the Earth, and it produces electricity directly in the atmosphere. And he developed a way of harnessing that electricity directly from the atmosphere by the means of those towers. And without wires, those towers could transmit the harnessed electricity to ground level areas wherever they needed around the world. His funding was stopped, his equipment and lab were burned, and his intellectual property was stolen. And actually, about 80 to 90% of everything that Westinghouse Corporation has was invented by Tesla. Tesla just was one of the greatest scientists to ever live. So that's number one, free electricity for the whole world. This is Eliezer Ben-Joseph, Natural Solutions Radio.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
And welcome back, and thank you for joining me here at Natural Solutions Radio. Anyway, the second invention was Raymond Royal Rife, and he gave us a universal microscope that went up to like 25,000 diameters. And he was curing cancer with frequency. And again, that was suppressed by the Rockefeller-owned American Medical Association. And he did studies where he took the worst cancer that was given by the American, you know, the cancer industry, and said, here, cure these people. And with frequency medicine, he was able to actually cure cancer. Rockefeller American Medical Association had his work closed down, Rife's setups. They seized his equipment, and essentially Rife refused to hand over the rights of his work to the AMA. They wanted the rights to the frequency medicine, and again, they saw the money interests hidden in the ulterior motives. His cancer machine, which was a frequency machine, and he was able to see actually cancer cells be exploded under the microscope, and it would have allowed the world at large to actually have different cures for cancer. That would mean a lot of customers lost to the American Medical Association, and a lot of revenue lost. Now, a lot of people don't want to believe things like that. They just can't believe that the American Medical Association or that the government would do things like that. But yet, we see things like this happen all of the time. And when you're talking billions and billions of dollars, or even trillions of dollars, people will murder, cheat, steal, and do anything for that kind of money. Anyway, again, I talked before, Otto Warburg won two Nobel Prizes for medicine. And what did he win? He found out that cancer feeds on sugar, and that when you repair the respiration with oxygen, cancer can't live in the presence of high amounts of oxygen. And yet you do not hear any cancer doctor telling you stop eating sugar, and you certainly don't hear them telling use high amounts of oxygen when you exercise, and it'll actually lower your risk of cancer. Anyway, you don't hear people telling you to use oxygen and lower cancer. And Rife had his machine, and that would have cured almost all cancer. Again, they took all of his equipment. He had little money. He was exiled to Mexico to avoid imprisonment in the USA. And he died of alcoholism because of all the legal battles, and that here he had brought cures for cancer, and they just wouldn't take that. So the constant harassment and legal battles are what we think killed him. Then the next one is number three, Wilhelm Reich, Orgone Energy and Cloud Busting and Weather Control. He built an instrument called the Cloud Busters, which successfully induced weather changes, and had been used to break many droughts by producing clouds that made rain. The workable mechanisms for making rain clouds for crop irrigation in drought areas was stopped by those ever watchful of the ruling elite, at least according to the article again. Allowing something like this could lead to food abundances that would greatly contribute to ending world hunger, but it would also change the prices of food, and the food industry and controllers didn't want to end world hunger. Anyway, Wilhelm Reich was hounded by the FDA, and they accused him of fraud and deception, and they stole his equipment. They seized his books and they destroyed, they actually burned his laboratories and all his books, and they burned all his paperwork. And his last days were spent in prison, where it claimed he died of a heart attack. So again, here you have great men that were hounded by those that were in power. The next one was Linus Pauling, and he's the vitamin C doctor. He was the guy that came up with that heart disease is a vitamin C deficiency, and he came up along with one of his proteges, Dr. Matthias Rath. They came up that taking high amounts of vitamin C with the amino acid L-lysine in a 2-to-1 ratio actually could cure heart disease. Now, since that time, we've added nutrients like omega-3 fatty acids and coenzyme Q10 and the mineral selenium and vitamin E. But Linus Pauling came up with the unified theory, the cure for heart disease. He was talking about at least 6 to 10 grams of vitamin C per day and the amino acid L-lysine. And also they used L-proline. And that helped to remove plaque from the lining of the walls of the blood vessels. Now we know that if you take vitamin D and vitamin K2, that also can help remove plaque from narrowing arteries and blood vessels. Then number 5 was Stanley Meyer. He lived from 1940 to 1998, and he had a car that ran on water. And Meyer invented a car that ran on water instead of conventional fossil fuel gasoline. And the car was able to travel from New York to Los Angeles on 22 gallons of water. And the engine system was fitted with a fuel cell that was able to split the water into a component of hydrogen and oxygen. It burnt the hydrogen into a fuel source used to generate the energy to power the car. They actually have a video. Just look up Stanley Meyer or look up the car that runs on water. You'll see a documentary that talks about how that engine worked. And he turned down billions of dollars and over the rights, the patents. And for his refusal, it is said that he was murdered, having died of uranium poisoning, and it was too much of a financial threat to the oil companies and oil industry and the petrochemical companies. Number 6 was Harry Hoxley and the Hoxley remedies for curing cancer. And he developed and handed down from successive generations. He was able to use an herbal remedy that was extremely beneficial. It was a paste that he could use for external cancers and an elixir of herbal remedies for internal cancers. He had a clinic in Mexico where they did the Hoxley Clinic, and he had 17 private cancer clinics established throughout the United States. And then in the mid-50s, the doctors reviewed his work and came to the conclusion that it definitely treated cancer. The clinic was under treatment observation between 4,000 and 5,000 cancer patients. It handled approximately 90 patients per day, and 100 new patients per week came to the clinic seeking relief. And over the years, the clinic had accumulated more than 10,000 case histories, photographic evidence, and x-ray evidence from all over the United States. He had a cancer clinic in Dallas, Texas. Then again, he was shut down by the American Medical Association. Again, there was a long legal, protracted battle, politically motivated, and there was a lot of media, and several thousand people testified that they'd been cured from Hoxley's elixir, while the AMA refused any kind of third-party evaluations. So in spite of the circumstances favoring Hoxley and winning his cases in court, the medical fraternity branded him a quack and a charlatan, and so they finally ended up closing him down. Again, the story doesn't end well. One of the nurses took his treatment to Mexico under a different name, but now the National Cancer Institutes have deliberately tried to close those down. Number 7, and this one I wasn't aware of myself, But the Nazis, and during World War II and just before World War II, they had developed flying saucer technology, or anti-gravity flying saucer technology during World War II. Now, where they got that information, we don't know, but they had a big base in the Antarctic, which housed them, and was later a part of a 1945 where super weapons, and anyway, they said that there was a base on the far side of the moon, and we don't know what happened, but accordingly, they supposedly had anti-gravity planes. So, again, I'm not sure on that because I never did a lot of research in it. It's this one that came in this article. And anyway, that would have been pretty cool to have that. So, anyway, that was the seven inventions that would have changed the world. And there was a quote in 1963 by John F. Kennedy that said, "No problem of human destiny is beyond human beings. Man's reason and spirit have often solved the seemingly unsolvable, and we believe they can do it again." A really great article that talked about some of these inventions that could have changed the world. This is Eliezer Ben-Joseph, and we'll be right back.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
Eliezer Ben-Joseph, welcome back. Thank you for joining me. Thermography, I think it's the best test for evaluating breast physiology. A mammogram only shows anatomy. You either see a tumor or you don't. A thermography, that actually shows physiology. It tells you the temperature of the skin. You photograph the blood vessels underneath the skin. You see the shape and the sizes and the temperatures. Then you do a physiological challenge, put your hands in cold water, and either the temperature goes down or it does not. When the temperature goes down, we usually know that's not a cancer. When the temperature does not go down, then you have that reevaluated with a ultrasound, and when that's positive, you do an MRI. So the Rolls-Royce of breast testing is the thermography. If it's positive, ultrasound, and if that's positive, then MRI. That's what you can use. So one of the articles, it's on cinnamon. And I've talked a lot about cinnamon. They're finding that Ceylon cinnamon can be used to treat various illnesses. And there's only two kinds of cinnamon. One is cassia cinnamon, which is from China and Malaysia and most of the world. About 90%+ of that cinnamon is cassia cinnamon. And then there's what's called true cinnamon, or Ceylon cinnamon. That comes from Sri Lanka, and it used to be called Ceylon. Now it's called Sri Lanka. Well, that's where true cinnamon grows. Anyway, they did this study, and it was published in the Journal of the British Medical Complementary and Alternative Medicine, and they found scientific support for its use for antimicrobial, antiparasitic, high antioxidant. It lowers blood glucose. It helps to reverse diabetes. It's very beneficial for the cardiovascular system. It actually helped to reduce cholesterol. So they've did this whole study here, actually helped reduce blood pressure, total cholesterol, the low density, the bad type of cholesterol, and it helped liver function, kidney functions. So they concluded that cinnamon is beneficial for all kinds of diseases. And then a Medline study says cinnamon has anti-cancer properties. It produces apoptosis in cancer cells, and cinnamon extract increased apoptosis in various cancer cell lines, such as lipoma, cervical cancer, colorectal cancer. Apoptosis is the death of cancer cells. It also helped anti-angiogenesis, where it helped stop the production of new blood vessels that went to cancer cells. So cinnamon is one of those spices. First of all, it tastes yummy. It really can help reduce sugars in the bloodstream and help control sugar metabolism. And that's so important because that helps liver metabolism. So it benefits the liver by helping sugar metabolism. And we know too much sugar can cause all kinds of different diseases. These new studies about Ceylon cinnamon. Ceylon cinnamon is hard to find. They did a study for those that were positive to the HER2BC genes, and it helped stop the expression of those genes. And that was a new study that was done in breast cancer. It was the Journal of New Breast Cancer Options. It's something that you can add very easy. I have, especially for diabetics, what you can do is take cinnamon and a quarter teaspoon to a half a teaspoon, put it in a glass of water, add one or two teaspoons of apple cider vinegar or one or two teaspoons of coconut water vinegar. You can actually help to control blood sugars. Again, we're not treating diabetes per se. What we're doing is evaluating and helping your body control how it uses sugars in metabolism. So adding cinnamon to your diet, or I'm sure even cinnamon oil, and let me tell you, the cinnamon oil, it's a wonderful smell. doTERRA has both cassia and Ceylon cinnamon. And you can put the two together, and that's the way you can really tell the difference in the types of cinnamon that it is. So cinnamon is one of those that's just really high grade, and I think it's quite beneficial for almost any kind of disease. Next article, I've talked about high-intensity exercises before, but this is a new one. It seems like a new one comes out almost every week. And this one was published in research from McMaster University. And they reported that high-intensity workouts, the high-intensity interval training, not only did it help you develop your muscles and it improved lung function and it improved heart function, according to the study, is that it improved memory. And it said joining a gym and doing at least 6 weeks of intensive workouts, such as these short rounds of interval training for 20 minutes, can noticeably improve high interference memory. And this type of memory allows people to distinguish items and persons and identity. They showed that the researchers behind the study, it was published in the Journal of Cognitive Neuroscience, and they've pointed out the importance of these findings because they think if they add these kinds of exercises, especially for dementia and Alzheimer's. I saw a study, they were showing boxing. Senior citizens that took up boxing and practiced boxing actually improved their memory for Alzheimer's and dementia. It also improved their memories on all kinds of other things. So basically, they found that improving oxygen uptake through high-intensity training is what improved the brain function in almost anything having to do with brain function. It improved the high-intensity training, improved Parkinson's and MS and almost anything. And now there's studies using high-intensity 15 minutes of exercise using high amounts of breathing pure oxygen that's reversing all kinds of studies. So this one, again, published in the Journal of Cognitive Neuroscience, they pointed out the immediate effects. The study posted an immediate increase in memory over the duration of the entire study. So that's another one that I think is really going to change things, how people recognize exercise. And we're not talking jogging or long distance running. We're talking high intensity. And I've always talked about and told people, stop jogging. When you like jogging, then what you want to do is run fast, slow, fast, slow. So if you like jogging, what you want to do is run 30 seconds as fast as you can, and then run about a minute and a half, very slow recovery. 30 seconds as fast as you can, and then slow recovery. So this way, you can still do your running and your or walking. If you like walking, then walk 30 seconds as fast as you can, and then walk a minute and a half, slow recovery. 30 seconds fast, a minute and a half, slow recovery. The next article is one of my favorite foods of all time, and that's avocados. And this article says avocados are a superfood and that you need to be eating one avocado every single day. What they're showing is that an avocado, because of the proper kinds of fat, that it boosts heart health. It contains fats and fiber that helps lower your risk of cardiovascular disease. And because of the phytochemicals and carotenoids and phytosterols, avocado promotes eye health and skin health and bone health. And it reduces oxidative stress, which is free radicals, and it reduces inflammation or any inflammatory stress. It also lowered the amount of the LDL cholesterol, because the saturated fats in avocados are the proper kind, and they actually help to keep the bad cholesterol in check. Because it's a polyunsaturated fatty acids, they're medium chain triglycerides, they're very healthy fats, and so avocados are one of the healthiest foods that you can eat. The only thing is, avocado has a lot of potassium, so they say if you have kidney disease, you have to be careful how much avocado you eat because of the high potassium. But avocados are rich in mono and polyunsaturated fatty acids, and they lower your risk of heart disease. They can lower your risk of stroke. Clinical studies that have consistently confirmed that consuming avocados can help lower your risk of any issue with cholesterol, or they lower your lipoprotein A, which is a type of fat that causes basically cardiovascular disease. The opinions and the views expressed on Natural Solutions Radio are not endorsed. Most of the therapeutic modalities mentioned on Natural Solutions Radio Show are not recognized by standard allopathic medicine and are not endorsed by the American Medical Association or the FDA. The very concept of natural therapies for maintaining body systems are foreign to the thinking of modern allopathic medicine. So join us again next Saturday, Natural Solutions Radio, with me, Professor Eliezer Ben-Joseph. I'm a traditional naturopath, and today's show was brought to you by Health Naturally, etc. So you can go to Health Naturally, etc. You can order any of the products that we talk about. This is Eliezer Ben-Joseph from Natural Solutions Radio, and we'll be back next week with another show.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.